Well, coming up this weekend, we're going to kick off celebration of Fire Prevention Week. We're going to do that with a donation breakfast this Sunday, and then the following Saturday, oh yeah, it's the Fire Prevention Week Parade. And it's bigger and better than ever this year. You're going to enjoy that. Tom Cappell's in with us this morning. He's captain on the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department. Appreciate your time. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. You guys have worked really, really hard this year to really jazz this parade and the donation. Everything going on is getting jazzed up a little bit, partly because of the 150th celebration of the city of Atlantic and of the fire department.
Yes, and we sat down a year ago and decided that we wanted to make it a big celebration for the Firemen's Parade, and we wanted to tie it in with Atlantic's 150th, so we just went after as much stuff as we could get to be in the parade.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people actually know this, but it is the fire department's 150th as well.
That's right. This is our 150th.
And that's pretty exciting. That goes way back. Do you have any pictures from the old days?
We do. We do have a lot of old pictures and trophies out there sitting in the trophy room. And, yeah. You know, the nice thing is anytime, if anybody has any time to go out there and just look around at that stuff, there's some really interesting stuff out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a long history of service to the community and a long history of enjoying things, too. I know the fire department doesn't mind having a good time once in a while. It's nice when you invite us to be a part of it.
Yes, and that's what we want to make sure everybody knows is, it is the Fireman's Parade, but we want to... have as many people in the parade as we can get, and also promote the Atlantic's 150th.
You bet. Well, let's talk about this weekend first. This Sunday, you've got your annual donation breakfast coming up, and that helps to, not just raise funds, but also raise awareness, too, for folks who maybe don't, hopefully we don't have to have service from the fire department. That's always the goal. You guys are like insurance. We don't really want to use you, but we're glad we have you, but it's nice to keep in touch once in a while.
Yeah, this weekend we have our annual donation breakfast at the fire department. It will be from 7 to 1. This year we are having pancakes and bacon, sausage, and eggs, and then also juice and milk, coffee. And it's free will donation. It's a chance to come out and, like I said, look around at the station, check out all the old memorabilia that is there, and the trucks, and if you have any questions, the guys would be happy to help you out or take you on a little tour.
You bet. Good time, opportunity to get out and have a little fellowship and a good meal. Bring the family, have some fun. The money that's raised goes toward?
The money goes back towards fire prevention.
Okay.
Which is a big one for us, and that helps us with all the stuff that we do for the kids throughout the week, which you'll see them out and about next week doing all that stuff for the kids.
Yeah, the visible parts are the donation breakfast and, of course, the parade. But the week includes a lot of other things there, too. You guys spend a lot of time doing outreach, especially to the youngsters.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. It's to bring awareness. That makes it better for everybody if we don't have to get called for circumstances that could have been prevented. So, you know, it's the big one. It's the, you know, change the batteries in your smoke detectors and, you know, check your carbon monoxide detectors and make sure all that stuff's up and running properly. But the big one is make sure you replace your batteries. This is the time to do it. And then, you know, if nothing else, help protect your family.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is getting into the time of the year where we focus more on those types of issues anyway. There's a larger use of candles, it seems like, this time of the year when we start to close up the houses because it's a little cooler outside. You're going to have issues with lights, whether it be for Halloween or Christmas or some of those holidays where those issues arise. So, yeah, lots of fire prevention issues to look at this time of the year. What's all on the menu then? Pancakes, sausage, all the good stuff?
Yep, regular eggs, pancakes, sausage, bacon, juice, milk, coffee. Just come in, get breakfast. Everybody loves breakfast. And, if it's before church, after church, or just to come out and have breakfast, please come on out and support your Atlantic Fire Department.
Who's flipping the jacks?
I'm not sure. They were still discussing that the other night at the meeting. Everybody wants to do it. So.
Yeah, I know. I got to throw some of those flapjacks at the kids once in a while, make sure they catch. Let's talk a little bit about the fire department itself. How big's the fire department these days? What's your status?
I think we're right somewhere in between that 35 and 40 guy status.
Right about where you usually are.
Yep. We're right in there. You know, if anybody would like to get on the fire department, the door's always open, and anybody who wants to try to get on and go through Firefighter 1 and some EMS. I mean, we'll take all the good guys we can get.
It's quite a commitment.
Yes, yes. It's a huge commitment. You know, in the trainings, the status of, you know, you have to have so many training hours a month now, and then we go to a year, and, you know, you got your fire side and you got your EMS side. So it's a lot to keep up with, but the reason you get in the field is to help people, and you have to be safe while doing it.
How long have you been a member?
Coming up, this will be my 20 years.
Oh, so, excellent. Yep. Well, thank you so much for doing what you do. We appreciate it. Let's look ahead a little bit to the parade. We mentioned up front, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. You got a lot going on here, and you got folks coming in from all over to participate.
Yeah, we, you know, like we said, we were going to try to make it a big deal for our 150th, and we've got a Goodell Clydesdales coming. It's a 6-team hitch of Clydesdales. They're coming to town on Saturday, and they will have a hitching down by the depot at starting around 3:30, and they're going to do a full dress hitch for their team that's going to go through the parade, and they'll probably be around town a little bit messing around. So
you bet. Let me throw in, you mentioned Saturday. Saturday, October 13th.
13th, yes, sorry. Yep,
that's
October
right.
13th. And anyway, the Clydesdales, I saw them up at the State Fair. They're a beautiful team, and I think it'll be really neat for people to come down and see them, get those horses ready and see them going around town. Also, we've got Wells Fargo Hitch is going to be here. They will be hitching down there also, so we'll have kind of a place if anybody wants to come down prior to the parade or the park, you know, 3:30 down to by the chamber. We're going to have them probably on the grass there getting set up and getting all hitched up and ready for the parade. We also have the bagpipes are coming again this year, and then we also have the Atlantic High School and Middle School band are going to be going through the parade, and we also have three other drill and drum corps coming this year. We finally got the Icerettes back out of Des Moines is coming this year, and they are a huge group. We got the Salem Stepping Saints and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Marching Saints are coming. So there is going to be a lot of activity around town on October 13th for the Firemen's Parade.
And each of those corps has been here before.
Yes, each one of those have. The Icerettes we haven't had for quite a few years because they're tough to get. And Pam with the Icerettes, she gave me a call back and confirmed that they are going to be here this year. So.
Well, that's awesome. You know, you can't have a parade without good music, right?
That's right.
Got to keep the folks going. Good time. The parade starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
6 o'clock, yep. And lineup starts at 4 o'clock out at 2nd and Sunnyside. That's where everybody will come in, whether you're in the firemen's, you know, you're part of the firemen's parade, or if you're going to be, you know, do the city, the 150th float, whatever you're bringing in for the city's 150th, you'll all come down there and we'll line you up and get everybody lined up to go through the parade starting at 4, and start time is 6 p.m.
Is that a different location for lineup?
Yeah, we actually switched it last year. Okay. Just the parades are getting bigger, which is phenomenal. So it's just easier to get traffic lined up in and out of there instead of circling around street blocks and stuff like that, and keeping a little easier for people with low, you know, if the trees are low, getting trucks and big equipment underneath them and stuff.
So, a lot longer straight line there, too, for
that's
folks
right.
to be able to do
that's
that.
That's right.
You bet. So we hope folks that will come out and really dress up for this thing. Dress it up as best they can. Starting at 4 o'clock, you can get lined up. Now, that's not the only thing going on, too. You've got a fireman's dance happening this year now.
Right. We decided to rent the 4-H building. We are going to have food up there. After the parade, we're going to have a band up there, Golivant. They're out of Omaha. They are going to be up there playing from 8 to 12 that Saturday night, and we will have food up there for people. And this is open to the public. Everybody is welcome. After the parade, head up to the 4-H building. Should be some great music and some food and chance for everybody to enjoy the 150th party.
It used to have some pretty good dances after the fire parade, so it's kind of nice to see this one resurrected.
Yeah, we've been trying to get it. You know, last year we had a DJ down at the venue, and it went over well. And so we're just looking for a little bit bigger space this year and have the band in there and bring it kind of back and hopefully have a great turnout so we can continue to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we usually have a good crowd anyway for all of the activities. No good reason not to make it even bigger. 150 years for the city, 150 years for the fire department in service to the city. And we've got a lot of friends coming in to help us celebrate with the Clydesdales, the Hitch from Wells Fargo, the Bagpipers, the Drum and Bugle Corps, of course, our local bands here from the school and everything else that's involved. It sounds like you guys put together a whale of an event.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're hoping for great weather and just a great turnout for this. It's a chance for everybody to celebrate it. It's, you know, it's everybody in the community's celebration. So we're just trying to help do as much as we can to get it and make it a great time for everybody involved. And you'll know, I also forgot, Midwest Midair is going to be dropping in at 5 o'clock up by the park. So they will be the kickoff to the parade at 6 o'clock. We'll have them fly the parade route. So when you see the helicopter go over, you'll know it's going to start.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a good time there. And again, don't forget that annual donation breakfast this Sunday. That's October 7th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's there at the fire station, so you get a chance to kind of check out some of the things that they have there that they use to help keep you safe. We appreciate that very much. Tom, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. I know it was a lot of hard work getting all this organized, but we sure do appreciate all the effort.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.